Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erwin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. Gag, Gada, we have a large roof, Samach Lakatan, near a small roof. Now what does this mean, a large roof, near a small roof? If you have a big Mishnayis in your house, a Yachan Obayas Mishnayis, one that has the Tferes Yisrael at the bottom, so open up to this Mishnah, Kapitel Tess, Mishnah Beis, and you'll see a diagram. We're going to work with that diagram. If you don't have one, we'll do our best to explain it. Try to imagine you have two houses side by side. One is a rectangle. The other is a square. Now they're side by side. The big house is the rectangle. The little house is the square. When we say over here, big roof or little roof. The square is situated right up in the middle. Meaning to say that in the big roof, which is the rectangle, it protrudes on both sides. If I were to take a tour around the rectangle roof, so on one side there would be a drop to the floor, on the two sides there's a drop to the floor, and on the fourth side, the side that's aligned with the other house, with the square, so at the two edges there's also a drop in the floor, but in the middle you could just walk over onto the other roof, onto the square roof. Another way of trying to explain this, perhaps, is try to imagine a comet, or the havdil, the letter T. And let's say that the top of the comet, or the top of the T, is the big roof, and the foot of the comet, or the foot of the T, is the small roof. Now, this is how we're going to learn the Mishnah. It's Mashma, that's how the Batinura learns the Mishnah. There's a gate over here that comes around the big roof. It's on all three sides. Actually, it's basically more than three sides, because, again, try to imagine the top of the comet, okay? Or the rectangle. So, the top of the comet has a gate, the two sides have a gate, and you also have a gate by the bottom side up until where the foot of the comet is, up until where the square begins. The little house, or the foot of the comets, the square house, also has a gate around it on three sides. The side where it's open to the large roof, that does not have a gate. In other words, let's go to the small roof over here, or the foot of the comets, the square. On the two sides, there's a gate. Let's say on the bottom of the foot of the comets, there's a gate. On the side where you go over to the large roof, there's no gate. It's totally open. As a matter of fact, the gate on the two sides of the square, they extend a little bit even into the large roof, into the area of the large roof. So if you're on the small roof or the foot of the comets, and you're looking toward the large roof, what do you see? It's totally open. There's nothing there. That's called nifratz bimaloy. It means that the fourth side of this mechitza is completely open. Now, if you go to the large roof, so on three sides, the two sides and the top of the comets, I have a complete gate around and around. Even on the side that is toward the small roof, I also have a gate by the two edges, because the rectangle protrudes on both sides, the top of the comets protrudes on both sides, and I also have part of the gate from the two sides of the foot of the comets, or part of the gate from the two sides of the square, which is underneath the rectangle, that goes a little bit in to the big roof. So, as far as the big roof is concerned, there's no one side over here that is totally open. No, you have a gate alongside, and you have almost what would be considered like a little bit of an indentation into the big roof. So, for all practical purposes, the opening where you go from the large roof into the small roof, that's like a doorway. But from the small roof into the large roof, that's not like a doorway. There's nothing there. It's just totally open. It's breached completely. That's called nifratz bimaloyai. So let's say, as the Taisus Yamtiv explains, the people who live underneath the large roof, they made an eruv chatzeres amongst themselves. They can come up on the large roof, and they can carry. There's no reason that they can't carry. They made an eruv chatzeres amongst themselves, and they have a gate on all four sides, except one of the four sides has a doorway. That's fine. As far as the people that live in underneath, I should say, the small roof. They also made the roof of Chatzeres amongst themselves. They come up, but they cannot carry. You know why? Because an eruv Chatzeres doesn't work unless you have mechitzas on four sides. They don't have to be completely sealed. You can have doorways. But because the fourth side, the side that's open to the large roof, is totally open, there's no doorway. There's nothing that comes from side to side over here. When you're looking toward the large roof, you see nothing. You only see the side walls going into the large roof. So therefore, they don't have mechitzas around and around. They only have three mechitzas. And even though they made an eruv chatzeres amongst themselves, it won't work without mechitzas. One thing, however, we are assuming that the opening, meaning the small roof coming into the big one, for the people on the big roof, the opening into the small one is 10 amos or less. If that breach is more than 10 amos wide, it is no longer considered a Pesach, and the people on the big roof would also not be able to carry. Furthermore, when do we say the people on the small roof can carry? If this opening was there from before Shabbos. But let's say the small house, or the foot of the Kametz, the square, had a wall on all four sides. There was a gate on all four sides, but it somehow opened up. It breached on Shabbos. They could still carry. Because once it was mutter for a little bit of the Shabbos, says the Batanura, it's mutter for the rest of the Shabbos. Okay, having said that, let's once again see the words of our Mishnah. Perik Tes, Mishnah Beis. Gag Gadol, you have a large roof, Samach Lekatan, you have a small roof. Hagadol Mutter, people on the large roof, for them it's Mutter, V'Hakatan Aser. But for the people who live underneath the small roof and they want to carry, for them it's Aser, even though they made a Ruvi Chatzeres, because they don't have the complete Mechitzais. Their fourth side, the side to the big roof, is totally breached. It's Nifritz Bimalaya. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter. Let's say we're not talking about rooftops. Let's say we're talking about courtyards. But you have the same situation. Chatz Gedayla, a large courtyard, Shenifritz Elektana, that's open to a small courtyard. And it's the same thing. The large courtyard is the rectangle or the top of the Kametz. The small courtyard is the square that's lined up against it or the bottom of the Kametz. The large courtyard has walls on three sides, complete walls. Even on the fourth wall, you have it to the two sides until the square, and then you have part of the mechitza on the two sides of the foot of the Kametz that comes in. So they're covered. For them, it's a Pesach. Gedayla, the people in the big courtyard, muteres. It's mutter for them to carry in the courtyard. Uktana, but for the people in the small courtyard, asura, because they only have three walls. The wall that runs up against the rectangle, that runs up against the top of the Kametz, so to speak, is completely open. As the Mishnah explains, what is the reason that the people in the rectangle, or the people in the large roof, or large courtyard, or the top of the Kametz, what's the reason for them it's mutter to carry? How come we don't say that they're also open to the bottom one? And the answer is, and this explains both the roof and the courtyard, because it's like the entrance of the large one. It's a Pesach. That's not a breach. Because you have part of the wall on the two sides, and you have part that sticks in, as the Batanura explains it. The Mishnah continues. We have a courtyard, and it opened up totally on the side of the Rosh Hashanah. Either it completely opened it up, or the opening is more than 10 amos. Whenever the opening is more than 10 amos, it's a problem. Up until and including 10 amos, it's still called a Pesach. I don't know if we clarified that enough at the beginning of the Mishnah. The breach is only if it's more than 10 amos. Up until and including 10 amos, it's considered a Pesach. So, I'm walking on the street, and I turn toward this courtyard, and I say, I can never look into the courtyard. Now, the whole wall came caving in, or there's an area more than 10 amos that's open. Zakta Mishnah, Hamachnes mitoichal reshus yachid. If someone's going to bring something in from this courtyard where the wall to the reshus rabbin caved in, into a reshus yachid, let's say into his house, oimer reshus yachid, or he'll carry something from his house, litoicha, into this courtyard that's open toward the reshus rabbin, chayiv. He's chayiv. That means if he did it b'mezid b'hasra, he's chayiv skilo b'shaygi, he's chayiv achatas. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Azei halt Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that this courtyard that is open on the side to the Reshus HaRabim is as if it is actually at Reshus HaRabim itself. Sakta Mishnah weiter, the Chachamim say, Vitoicha l'Reshus HaRabim. Let's say he's going to carry from this chatzar that's open to the Reshus HaRabim into the Reshus HaRabim. Or, let's say he's going to carry from the main street into this chatzar that's open. Potter, he's potter. But you're not allowed to do it. Potter means potter avalasa. He's not chayav min ha-Torah. That's because the Chachamim, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, hold that this chatzar, despite the fact that it's breached to the Reshus HaRabim, either by the wall being totally down, or there's a pirtz of more than 10 amos, it does not have a din of Reshus HaRabim. They should kick Carmelis. Remember what a Carmelis is? Carmelis is an area that midrabanan, it's considered like in between the Reshus HaYachad and the Reshus HaRabim. It has the chumras of both the Reshus HaYachad and the Reshus HaRabim. You can't carry from a Carmelis into a Reshus HaRabim, or from a Carmelis into a Reshus HaYachad. For that matter, you can't carry Dalet Amos in a Carmelis. And there are all different kinds of Carmelis. You remember what we learned in Masechet Shabbos. An ocean is a Carmelis. Reshus HaRabim with a roof on top is a Carmelis. There are many other kinds of Carmelis. A Carmelis is any area which isn't a clear Reshus HaRabim or Reshus HaYachid. So you can't carry there midrabanan. Okay, so the bottom line is, if you have a chatzar that is totally open to the Reshus HaRabim, or there's a breach of more than 10 amos, Rabbi Eliezer says that chatzar is mamish Reshus HaRabim. And if you carried from the Reshus HaYachid into that chatzah, you would be chayiv. The Chacham wouldn't say you're chayiv. The Chachamim say it has a din of a Carmelis. And therefore, if you carried from this chatzah into the Reshus HaRabim, you wouldn't be chayiv. You're not allowed to do it, but you wouldn't be chayiv. You may wonder why Lemaisa, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim are arguing about the same thing. They're arguing about a courtyard that's open to a Reshus HaRabim, or there's a breach of more than 10 amos. So how come Rabbi Eliezer is explaining a case of carrying from the house into the chatzar? And why are the Chachamim explaining carrying from the chatzar into the Reshus HaRabim? Why don't they both talk about carrying from the Reshus HaYachid into the chatzar? It would be the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer would say that you're chayiv because it's a Reshus HaRabim, and the Chachamim would say you're a potter because it's a karmel. So you can look into the Taisus Yom Tov. He explains that. We won't get into it right now. Okay, quickly chazring over our Mishnah. We have a big roof next to a small roof. The big roof, for them, it is mutter, because technically speaking, they have walls on all sides. On three sides, they have walls, and even on the wall that's open to the small roof, you have the wall on the two sides, up until where the small roof begins. Even then, there's a little bit of an indentation. The gate of the small roof comes into the big roof, and it is a breach that is not more than 10 amos. Therefore, they can carry. But for the little roof, when they come into the big roof, it's totally open on the fourth side. They can't carry. Same is true for a courtyard that's situated in the same way. If you have a courtyard that's open to Reshus HaRabim, the wall caved in, or there's a breach of more than 10 amos, if you carry from inside the house into this courtyard, or from the courtyard into the house, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would be chayiv. He says this courtyard has mamash a din of Reshus HaRabim. The Chachamim say it has a din of a Carmelis. Therefore, if you would carry from this courtyard out to the street, or from the street into this courtyard, where the wall alongside the Reshus HaRabim is either totally down or it's more than 10 amos, according to the Chachamim, you would not be chayiv. Not allowed to do it, but you would not be chayiv.